This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added just 800 jobs in January, according to the Labor Department. That's a lot less than the state added at the same time last year. State economist Ryan Gedney says the weather could be partly to blame for the paltry gains.
It was historically cold and historically snowy. That certainly has some impact for a lot of sectors, again, like construction.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% in January, the same as in December. Gun bills supported by Democrats are advancing in the state legislature. The package got final approval in the Senate Monday and now heads to the House. The bill would raise the purchase age for all firearms to 21, expand who can file an extreme risk protection order to have someone's gun taken away. Another bill would make it easier to sue gun makers and sellers. Colorado high school students could be taking college entrance exams on computers starting next year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A selection committee of teachers and administrators is recommending the College Board's computer-based SAT and PSAT exams for students. High school juniors and seniors have taken the SAT exam since 2017. State law requires the Department of Education to seek competitive bids for college entrance exams every 5 years. The new computer-based exams would replace pencil and paper exams. The decision comes at a time when more than 80% of colleges in the country will not require standardized tests next fall. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Along the Front Range is mostly sunny with highs today in the 60s in Colorado Springs and around Denver. Warmer tomorrow and up above 70. Grand Junction, some clouds today and highs near 60. This is CPR News.